For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says King Salman now has a proposal on the urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services after they confirmed journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Congress should pass measures to punish Saudi Arabia.
I think Congress is going to take punitive measures. The range of, you know, on that menu is everything from arms sales to sanctions to financial cutoffs in terms of international banking as starters.
The Saudi news agency says Khashoggi was killed in a fight. 18 Saudis are detained as suspects in the killing. Thousands of migrants from Central America, mostly Honduras, pack a bridge on Mexico's southern border, hoping to find refuge in Mexico or the U.S. President Trump says he'll call on the military if they arrive at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's the sound of a group of Central American migrants breaking apart a metal crown barricade at the Guatemala-Mexico border. If the thousands of migrants from Central America push their way through Mexico and show up at the U.S. border, President Trump says he'll call in the military.
As of this moment, I thank Mexico. I hope they continue, but as of this moment, I thank Mexico. If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military, not the guard. We're calling up the military, and we're going to have the military stationed. They're not coming into this country. They might as well turn back. They're not coming into this country.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker, the only independent governor in the country, drops his reelection bid 3 days after the sudden resignation of his lieutenant governor over what Walker described as an inappropriate overture toward a woman. Walker says it's become clear he can't win and says Alaskans deserve a better choice than the Democrat in the race. He hopes by dropping out, the Republican candidate can win the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding dozens more counties to an emergency declaration list because of widespread flooding. Abbott says the worst is not over.
We anticipate river flooding to the moderate and major flood stage.
It was the wettest September in Texas history. Reservoirs are completely full and state officials have had to release a historic amount of water down the Colorado River. The arrest of a 20-year-old man from Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, likely saved lives at area schools. Kentucky State Police say Dylan Jarrell was carrying more than 200 rounds of ammunition and a flak jacket when he was arrested in his driveway after making terroristic threats by phone to the schools, which he has admitted. No motive has been offered by law enforcement. A close family member who wishes to remain unidentified tells Fox News exclusively that relatives are shocked by the mysterious double murder of 56-year-old James Close and 46-year-old Denise Close, and they don't have a clue why the Wisconsin couple were shot dead in their home. Fox reports the couple's missing 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, is widely described as a sweet, shy girl. In many of her social media pictures, she's seen smiling with friends. A new study finds a sunny home is a healthy home. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the University of Oregon finding that rooms exposed to sunlight had fewer germs than rooms kept in the dark. Sunlit rooms had half as many growing bacteria as dark rooms did, and some of the bacteria that didn't survive in lighted rooms are strains that cause respiratory disease.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.